put a nickel in the slot when I parked and went inside, because I had to mail a package for my uncle that had died. I waited there in line, which moved at a snail's pace, and I asked the guy in back to save my place. I quickly rushed out to my car, and I got there just in time. I saw the little flag emerge as I put in another dime. But when I went back in, the line was twice as long, and the guy I'd asked to hold my place was gone. I played a little game called Beat the Meter, for the parking maid was down the street, or else the ticket paid would cost some dough. I didn't want that paper on my Chevy window. And so I stood there feeling mad as another window closed. While one employee went to lunch, it seemed a couple others dozed. I looked out at my watch and knew my dime was getting thin. I had to rush outside and change again. I played a little game called Beat the Meter, for the parking maid was down the street, or else the ticket paid would cost some dough. I didn't want that paper on my Chevy window. I finally reached the counter about $1.50 later. Sent my package to my auntie, who is quite a master baker. I went out to my car to go home now that I could, and found my Chevy had been stolen by a hood. I played a little game called Beat the Meter, for the parking maid was down the street, or else the impound fees would cost some dough. Oh, how I wish I'd gone with UPS or FedEx.
I wish I were handicapped.